Hello, guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Music Podcast. It is so fun to be here, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for clicking on that listen video or listen to the podcast. Just thank you for clicking on this episode for you guys to hear the first episode of the Music Podcast. It's so exciting to be here. And I just wanted to say thank you guys, and thanks to my parents and my brother for supporting me and saying and approving for me for making this podcast, which is kind of funny. But yeah, so let's talk about like what mainly I'm going to talk about in this podcast. So as you might know, this is the Music Podcast, so I'm going to talk a lot about music, bands, new songs, maybe new albums, which I'm going to get to later. Today, we're going to talk about what's been happening with AC/DC. I mean, everyone's been thinking, like, are they still around? Are they, like, still a band? Are they together? Because, like, after Rock or Bust, a lot of things happened that kind of split them up a little bit. But they decided to bounce back from everything that's been happening to come back together as a band and always be the best AC/DC that AC/DC is. Yes, I definitely recommend you guys to listen to this. If you guys like AC/DC, The Doors, maybe Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, those are all my favorite artists. But I definitely recommend it if you guys listen to those, because those are a lot of things I'm going to be talking about. Yeah, that's just like the main stuff that I'm gonna talk about. So, back to what's been AC/DC doing lately. So, of course, there was Bon Scott that passed away. He died of an overdose and choking on his vomit, which is very, very sad. No one deserves that. And so, he lived a really hard life before this. And he almost kind of predicted his death. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and they essentially said that he was talking to his friend about, like, he felt that he wasn't gonna make it until he became a millionaire. And when he said that, he was working on Highway to Hell at the time, and it was right before the drop of Back in Black. They had been working on Back in Black, and he passed away, unfortunately, when they were making that. But yeah, as I said, he overdosed, and he was a really heavy drinker, which also contributed. It's kind of sad to talk about. I personally was not connected to him in any way, but it's just kind of sad, because, like, if I thought about if that happened to any of my other friends, because I'm in a band too, like, if that happened to one of my band members, that would just not be good at all. And even AC/DC, they contemplated splitting up, but that quickly ended when Brian Johnson came along, which is really cool. He really carried the band, and he helped contribute to AC/DC getting, like, so much off of Back in Black. Just, like, they really blew up as a band after that. But yeah, I personally like that album a lot. But yeah, so after that, they're just like a normal band. They played live, they went on tour, of course. And Rock or Bust, so around that time, Malcolm Young came down with dementia, which is not good at all. And he had dementia, and there was a point that Angus and the rest of the band almost had to kind of teach Malcolm some of the songs again, which is really sad because he helped write those songs. That's what dementia can do to you, which is really, really sad, especially for a guy like him, because he really, really contributed to AC/DC's success. But when he passed away, it was just really tragic for the band, because they just kind of lost a lot, and Rock or Bust was essentially their last album, and I saw somewhere that Angus Young was like, imagine creating an album called Rock or Bust, and then ending up having to come off a bus. Like, that's not what the meaning is. You always have to go rock. Which is just so, so meaningful, because rock has such an influence on us, and the AC/DC has had such a great influence on us as well. So yeah, Malcolm passes away, which is really sad. And then after that, of course, COVID came along. But before that, Brian Johnson had to leave temporarily because of hearing loss, which is really bad, because he wouldn't be able to hear. He wouldn't be able to record. It's just really sad, because knowing that I'm putting myself in Angus's shoes, like, if my friend couldn't hear stuff as well and not be able to play, or not even play, but just not even be able to sing, it's just not good, because then we wouldn't be able to record, we wouldn't be able to play, wouldn't be able to hear what he was singing or anything. But definitely wear headphones, guys, or earbuds when you're playing music, especially if it's really, really loud. And after that, Phil Rudd had to leave because he got entangled in some legal issues. I personally don't know. But yeah, Angus, or AC/DC is definitely not a band immune to tragedy and trial. I'm looking at this Guitar World magazine, and there's an article about it. I was looking at that previously today, and there's a ton of information about them in there, and it's really, really helpful. But yeah, so Phil Rudd had to leave, and then Cliff Williams had to leave because he just decided that he didn't really want to continue with the band anymore. He felt that he wanted to retire, which, if I've been playing with a band for, like, 71 to, like, 2017, that's a long time, and I kind of understand what he would feel, playing with the same people, but I'm not sure, I'm sure that's definitely not the reason, because I bet he had a ton of fun with AC/DC, but he is back with them, and that leads to Angus and Malcolm. Previously, they were writing other songs, which was actually really helpful. But with COVID coming along, and with Angus spending a lot of time at home with 6 feet social distancing and quarantine, he's kind of been used to being tucked away in a house, or in a room, to just have himself to write songs and just think about what he wants to do. So Angus Young kind of just kept the band going. And that's why I'm really inspired by him, because he has great music, and he just has a great motivation with the band. So yeah, he kept writing songs, and then Stevie Young came along. He's related to Angus Young, I don't know specifically how, but so he came along, and Angus and Stevie both talked about getting the band back together and recording some more stuff. Which is awesome, because we need that. We need AC/DC in our lives sometimes. Because sometimes if I'm feeling down, I just listen to some AC/DC, and it just brings me right back up. It really motivates me a lot. I don't know about you guys. Leave a comment about what you guys think about AC/DC. So yeah, that's pretty much the gist of what's been going on with AC/DC. But we gotta talk about Power Up. Such a good album. I just have to say, just them bouncing back from all of that tragedy and just pain from losing pretty much their whole entire band except for Angus and Stevie, and coming back from all of that to make such a great album, just like amazingly well put together, like all of the songs mixed together perfectly. Like, they have their ups and downs, like, Shot in the Dark is, like, starts out, like, the first lyrics, I need to pick me up, which kind of explains what's been going on with the whole band right now, like, just a lot of tragedy and, bad stuff happening with them, So I need to pick me up, but Shot in the Dark kind of blends a lot of things together. It's a good, happy, not necessarily happy, but like driving force of a song, just kind of keeping you going forward, along with like maybe Realize, it's a little bit more lighter, but like it still has that classic AC/DC like drive to it, you know what I mean? Just like all the songs were blended amazingly together, and them as a band know each other. They definitely do. They know how to work together and put together a great album. And it's just, yeah, it's just so amazingly put together. Like another couple other songs are like Kick You When You're Down and Code Red. Kick You When You're Down is so good. I like when it gets like super quiet and it's like just like the guitar playing, and like the drums. It's just so cool. But yeah, so that's mainly about their new album too. And comment on Apple Music. I think that's the only spot that you can. But comment what your guys' favorite AC/DC album, because just do that for me, okay? I want to know about you guys a little bit. Just as me starting out, I want to know what you guys like too, so I can kind of talk about if you guys have recommendations or anything. Which will be really helpful if you guys want to continue listening. So, yes. Also, I personally play guitar. I don't know about you guys, but I think the guitar is just such an amazing instrument. It's just like, it's one of those instruments, you know what I mean, where you can take a classic piece of wood and just turn it into something musical, but you can also take that piece of wood and make it look beautiful too. It doesn't just has to be that piece of wood, you know what I mean? I mean, of course it has the pickups and the volume and the tone and the pickup switch and all that, but it's just an amazing piece of art, because like you can make art with it. It's like a gift that keeps on giving, you know what I mean? And Angus, being the guitarist, picked up his guitar every day and just thought, let's make something better every day. And as I said with Shot in the Dark, I need a pick-me-up, which picked up his guitar and just picked up the rest of the band in that time of darkness. And just such a cool instrument, guitar. And of course, drums keeps beat all the time. I'm just like looking around my band room because I'm sitting down here just looking at all my instruments. I'm looking at this bass guitar. It's such a beautiful instrument. Helps keep beat along with the drums. And then just the idea of the amplifier is just so cool too. Just how it can make music. It's so cool. I'm just giving you guys a glimpse of my appreciation for music. Just let me know about your guys' appreciation. What kind of music you guys like. What kind of AC/DC you guys like. What instrument you play, guitar, drums, bass, anything, and what kind of, like, what model you play, which is really cool. Just let me know in the comments, comment on Apple Music, I don't know if you can with Spotify, but just let me know, okay? Alright. And one more thing, I probably will bring up some other stuff. But one more thing that I wanted to mainly talk about is Thunderstruck, the AC/DC tribute band, is so good. My dad was talking about it with me a little bit, and he was saying, I almost think that Thunderstruck is almost better than AC/DC at times. Of course, no one can get as better as AC/DC, but they get pretty darn close. they're just a great, great, awesome band, too. They kind of give you a glimpse of AC/DC without having to go see AC/DC, you know what I mean? Like, they just have a liveliness. I mean, they're a tribute band, so they're meant to do that. And I personally went to go see them in concert, actually, recently. It was about, like, 3-4 weeks ago, which isn't super recently, but about a month ago. But I went to see, because there's this place called the Sorg Opera House, where I live, and they played there. And it is such a cool place. It is a cool place. And essentially it was this old place that didn't really, it was like really run down. I actually went through a tour there when it was like still being renovated and all that. It was a pretty creepy place. But anyway, they really took that place and just turned it into something new. Thunderstruck came and they burned the house down. It was awesome. It was like, not literally burned the house down. That would be tragic. But they brought it down. They had a show. And I think me and my dad have this little conspiracy that me and him single-handedly got them to come back out and play a few more songs. But of course, with the rest of the crowd, it was so cool. The crowd was going wild. And the guitarist got really close to me too. He was like within like probably 10 feet away from me. But I definitely recommend listening, or maybe search on YouTube, Thunderstruck. I definitely, if they come around where you guys live, just go listen to them, get some tickets. It's really cool, really, really cool. Such a good experience. And speaking of tour and AC/DC, kind of, have you guys heard about like AC/DC going on tour a little bit? I know they talked about it a little bit with their new album, but my dad and I are gonna try to go see them if they go out on tour. I don't know about you guys, but I really want to see them before they kind of, maybe not necessarily fade away, they'll always be with me, but before they kind of die down a little bit, you know what I mean? And what was I gonna say? I completely had a brain fart. But yeah, I was looking at this Guitar World magazine, and there's an article in there about Angus Young on his life after Malcolm and the Power Up album. And so Angus essentially just had himself to just sit down and write songs. And I just think AC/DC is such a good band. They make amazing music. I like a lot of classic AC/DC. Just let me know what kind of AC/DC you guys like too. It's just such a cool band, you know? Just let me know what's your guys' favorite music, because like I said, I just really want to know what you guys kind of like so I can continue staying with you guys and stay connected with you guys. Because that's really what I'm doing here to make this podcast, because I want to share my knowledge of music with you guys. If you guys maybe are just now listening to some new artists, if you guys are getting to know more stuff. I personally am like more of like a amateur guitarist. I can play stuff. I'm pretty good, but like not super, super crazy. So like I don't know a ton, but I definitely have a little bit more of some knowledge of the music world. But yeah, like I said, definitely recommend Thunderstruck, and thank you guys so much for being here. It's just so cool. Everything's been working out great. I definitely enjoy making this podcast. But yeah, so I think that leaves us with the end of this episode.